KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Donovan Miller.
Good morning, 7:57 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Do we have a changed Wade Phillips here in 2010? We'll talk about that coming up here at 8:15, and we'll hear from Wade and Jerry here at 8:40. We'll have a camp report a little bit early today. Todd Archer is going to join us to break down last night's game at 8:55. And then later this morning, we'll talk about Tiger's first day at the PGA Championship. Does he have his wheels back on? Right now, let's e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Stanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait.
Are you experiencing
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt?
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that. What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, I'm playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio.
Why
tell
not?
Me the answer.
Why not? Why
don't
you want
to
hear
it? No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Dang.
Wow, that's violent. Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates of the stop downs that happened on the ticket this week, and you get the vote on them, at least for another week, at 214-787-1310. Mike Reiner, interesting study in broadcasting. He is... He's gotten to the point where he has real stop downs where he almost like bites his tongue.
And what do you mean?
Well,
like literally bites his tongue?
You got some examples of it in there, Jer, before we play this this Rhines bit. Yeah, where he just, you know, the $8 dar, and he just kind of gets in little audio loops and has little audio stop downs. Well, he had one this week when he actually did bite his tongue as he was trying to speak. I don't know if he's suffering from yak tongue or what exactly.
Quincy Carter tongue.
But here is a stop down for Rhines and then the Corby hyena laugh that follows.
Watched the game last night. It peaked with an 11.0 rating from 10 to 10:15, where 281,000 homes were tuned in. So that's huge. But
so there's more people watching this than the
what? Than what?
Huh. The visual was way better.
Amazing.
You like had your lizard tongue was sticking out. Like you had a stroke in mid-sentence.
Most of the time. You know what happened?
Go ahead.
I bit it.
You bit your tongue?
Yeah.
Well, you tried to fight through it.
Yeah,
bits
I did.
Are fun.
Anyway, but
that'll be going to deliver the line now.
But that'll be broken tonight.
So Ryan's struggling. He has a big birthday next week. Real
this
big birthday. What was that, Jer?
This.
Is that it? Isolated?
Little Harry
Sylvester Reiner.
Okay, there's Ryan's up for an e-break. Another classic character in the e-break is a man by the name of Norm. And the amazing thing about Norm, he cannot fight through anything. If there is one thing that is just a little out of place, Norm cannot do a show. Like when he comes in here to do a show, we have to lower the blinds, move things to a certain spot. Everything just has to be just so. If someone walks by or if Gordon has to come back in to get something. Oh, Gordon's in the studio now.
Just getting headphones and then just going. Anyway, the Rangers.
President Bush, good to have you on with us. Gordon just came into the studio.
What is he getting? You want some coffee? He's getting his coffee. But I'm sorry, President Bush.
But we see stuff all the time. Window cleaners, you know, there's movement around. This is an office we're in. And sometimes maybe a maintenance guy will have to come into the studio. It is a little unusual for a maintenance guy to check out an air conditioning vent during your show, but the worst person possible to be on the air while this happens is definitely Norm.
How the offense changes if Witten gets hurt. And things like that.
Good morning, sir. Morning, Benny. How are you?
All right.
What are we in here to do, Benny? You're doing what there? He's checking my air conditioner. All right, Benny.
How are we? Are we all right?
Is that a laser gun he was holding?
Benny. See ya. Yeah, I think he shot some pixie dust at our air conditioner, and it's fine now.
What?
That was weird.
What was that?
Top priority.
What was that?
Just one more reason why you just need to be in a closet with no distractions.
Hold on. He's in here now with a laser gun.
Okay.
He's pointing it at me.
Benny's checking. Round the room to Sean's place now.
All right. I know I'm drinking.
Whoa.
Listen.
Benny's back.
What do we put it down a little lower? That's it. Yeah, make it a little cooler. That's the spirit. All right. Thanks,
yes.
Benny. See ya.
What the fuck was that? Over a minute.
God almighty.
Just from a guy going in and measuring what's coming out of a vent.
What a complete stop down.
Did we all catch the guttural sound there in the middle?
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't even notice that when I was putting that in. I just now noticed it when y'all did.
That was funny.
Yeah, Norm had a throat gurgle right there.
I'll slightly defend Norm in that, why were they working on the AC vents while he was on the air?
Yeah, the on-air light was working. I checked it.
Yeah, that is weird. For him to do that.
We've had that happen to us before.
Mm-hmm.
People just, for some reason, have no... I think they're oblivious. But Benny should know, shouldn't he?
This
is a talk studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime we do remotes, people have no concept
of... Yeah, they'll come up and grab Junior's paper and start reading it.
Start reading it or start trying to talk to you while you're talking into a headset.
Right. And you just fight through it and keep going. But Norm takes a minute and a half break. All right, and then there's Corby from the Hardline. We had the big presidential visit from Barack Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
And Corby tried to do a little bit about what Barack said when he got off the plane and had to deal with 100-degree temperatures, and no one thought it was very funny.
He gets off, and he's walking down the steps, and he takes it off, and he kind of looks around, and he's like, it was hot. I don't think it's been that hot in D.C. maybe ever. But you can clearly read his lips when he takes it off and he goes, "Damn, bitch!"
He said what?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. I've got a short in my cord here. What did you say?
Even I have more respect for him than that, Corby.
Hey, I get to say what I want about him. I voted for him.
Okay.
So there.
Go ahead.
Stop me.
Pluck. I wish someone would have.
It's kind of funny.
I thought it actually was kind of funny. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Norm, or Corby, at 214-787-1310.
Oh, boy.
Do we have to do this part of the e-break?
We don't have to.
We could just vote on, ourselves. Some of the P1s that would anger, some would celebrate.
A lot of P1s are turning on other P1s. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. They hate this part of the e-break.
A lot of P1s don't like hearing other P1s who have nothing.
Let's try it one more week. And if it's
unbelievable.
Hey, there you go.
Unbelievable.
That's not a good start. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, because I'm nowhere near as funny as I think I am, I'll just simply vote for Norm.
Wow, there you go. How refreshing.
And funny.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for George's butt flap.
That's good.
That's not good.
No, that is a good vote.
P1s hate that stuff, too.
We're picking up steam now.
Why are you so defensive about your butt flaps?
I'm not. It's just stupid. What about your butt flaps that you're always bragging about?
Bragging about.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Benny.
Okay,
that's Benny and Norm there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Jay McGarity and Norm Hiscus.
Did he say McGarity?
McGarity. Yeah.
Should we count that as a vote for Norm, I guess?
McGarity makes it home.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Giorgio Backbottom.
Your back bottom.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. It works on so many levels.
P1's got some great stuff. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Chicken Man's Birthing Tub.
Oh, my God.
I am insane right now.
Oh, my God. My eyes turned to hypno wheels just then.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, what's up, you homos?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just cruising down the expressway in my 12 series Beamer right now.
12 series, wow.
12 series, yeah. Yeah. Great, yeah, or something like that. But I just want to vote for my boy Corby.
Oh, yeah. You would be friends with Corby, wouldn't you?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, I wanted to vote for the e-break.
Yep.
Is that guy on the morning show who toots all the time, is he nominated this week?
George is not nominated.
No, Gordon's not up this week. Okay. No, Gordon is not up, so you can't vote for Gordon. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Reiner, but most of the time, he's dead.
Funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Norm.
Thank you, sir. Mm. Hello, who wins the emergency break of the week?
Georgia Swamp Ass.
Oh! Yes!
Yes! Hotel telephone last guy.
God, that's annoying. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jeff Gray and Benny and the Jets.
And we have a winner.
Wow.
And Norm. We must say,
quality voting.
Great voting. Some were just right to the point. Some were funny.
Yep.
That was a good run through.
Quality voting. P1 suffrage has been accomplished.
All right, let's listen to this Norm e-break and listen to the burp about 15 seconds in.
How the offense changes if Witten gets hurt. And things like that.
Good morning, sir. Morning, Benny. How are you? All right. What are we in here to do, Benny? You're doing what there? He's checking my air conditioner. All right, Benny. How are we? Are we all right?
Is that a laser gun he was holding?
Benny. See ya. Yeah, I think he shot some pixie dust at our air conditioner and it's fine now.
What?
What was that?
Top priority.
What was that?
What the hell?
One more reason why you just need to be in a closet with no distractions.
Hold on. He's in here now with a laser gun.
Okay.
He's pointing it at me.
Benny's checking. Round the room to Sean's place now. All right.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Benny's back.
Oh, what do we... Put it down a little lower. That's it. Yeah, make it a little cooler. That's the spirit. All right. Thanks,
yes.
Benny. See ya.
They sound like they're all high. Yeah. Doesn't it sound like a bunch of people that smoked out?
It does.
It's talking about a bunch of nothing, and everything's fragmented.
How many is that for Norm?
Well, old vomit throat is just two behind you, George, all time.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
That is crazy.
His nickname's not Old Vomit Throat.
Well, it sounded like it.
Well, we need to isolate that, Jer.
That's right. The music behind it.
All right. It is 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Do we have a...